This is one of the most important modules in this program, so I really want you to pay attention because you're going to use these ideas on a daily basis. When most people get a training program, it's structured A to Z, do these things every single day. But the reality is we probably shouldn't be doing that because we're all at different levels of fitness. We all have different demands. We have other things going on in our life. We may not be providing ourselves with the proper nutrients. We may not be getting enough sleep. So we can't do the same thing every single day. We have to listen to our body and we have to adjust. So when I talked about flexibility, making the program work for you, this is what this module is all about, and this is why this is so important. I want you to do all these training sessions, and I want you to do them as frequently as possible. However, sometimes it is better for your development, better for your growth, to not do certain sessions if your body is telling you that you need to take a break, you need to recover, or you need to modify your training. So that's what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to give you a better idea of how you can come to those decisions for yourself, because you have to do that for yourself. I can't assess you every day. You have to assess yourself. What do you need to do today? Is training with high intensity going to take you forward or move you back because your body's too exhausted and it needs a break? So let's figure out how to do that. So here are the main things you want to think about when you're making these decisions. And then when you make that decision, I'm going to give you some ideas on what you can do to continue to move forward. Because even though you're not necessarily going to do these same sessions every single day, all four sessions every single day, you're still going to move forward every single day. So when you wake up and it's time to train, you have to assess your body, and a couple things that you're going to focus on are muscle soreness and stiffness. How do I feel? Am I really tight in my back? Are my legs really tight? Am I really sore in my muscles all over my body and in specific parts of my body? So think about soreness. How are your energy levels? And you can assess this in the morning, but you should assess this throughout the day, because you may find that, hey, I'm really sore in the morning, but as soon as I got moving, I started feeling better. Okay, so soreness, energy levels. How do you feel? Do you feel a little fatigued? Something inside of you is saying, oh man, I can really use a nap today. Okay, so how are your energy levels? How is your mental focus? Are you kind of losing your motivation? Are you saying, wow, man, I don't know if I can handle this? Or are you like trying to focus on things and your brain's not really working the way that it normally does? Okay, so how is your mental focus? So body awareness, mental awareness. Injuries. So these can be like serious injuries. Did you just break your leg? Well, now we have to adjust everything. Or do you have a little knock? Did you get a dead leg? You had like a bad Charlie horse, or you have an ankle sprain, or you just have like a bruise on your hip, or something is holding you back from training at 100% or being at 100%. We have to think about that. And can you still train, or do you have to train in a different way, or can we not train at all? What about sleep? How much sleep did you get last night? Because it's great that you want to wake up and train. We talk about this in the sleep module. But sometimes the best thing for you is to get more sleep. Yes, you want to wake up and you want to do these training sessions. You want to have a nice productive day. But if you didn't get enough sleep, you're actually doing more damage to your body by doing these sessions. And what you really need is a little more of this. So how much sleep did you get? And what was the quality of your sleep? Even though you were in bed for 10 hours, maybe you were tossing and turning, maybe your mind was racing, and you only got about 3-4 hours of quality sleep, and you feel it in the morning. What about your nutrition and your hydration? Was your nutrition good enough? Did you give your body the nutrients it needs, or were you cheating your body? Did you put junk into your body? Did you put enough calories to have the energy to perform? So just speaking on that point, because we talked about in the weight control module that when you are cutting your weight, you're trying to lose body fat, well, hey, yeah, you are going to feel a little different. You're going to feel a little tired and fatigued sometimes. But are you still able to push through that fatigue? I'm not telling you to push through something that's going to get you injured, but are you still able to keep going when you're a little tired, you feel a little bit exhausted because maybe your calories aren't as high as they used to be, or maybe you're experimenting with fasting and it's new to you. You can still move forward. Maybe the intensity of your training sessions isn't as high, but you can still do these. So there's a difference between being lazy and being a little bit tired, but still being able to move forward at a different pace, a modified pace. What about the training and playing demands? So maybe you are playing, or you having the biggest tryout of your life. Maybe you have the biggest game. You have a tournament this weekend. Okay, these things are going to change. You're not going to do those every day. Maybe you're still doing the morning routine or a modification of it, and maybe you're still doing the recovery, but maybe you skip that gym session because you want to save everything you possibly can for that one moment, that game. On the other side of things, maybe you do have a game, but you're focused on the long term. Remember, we talked about mentality secrets. It's all about the bigger picture. So if this is just another game, well, hey, do I really want to sacrifice that gym session just so I'm at my peak for this game? Or am I going to be able to do both and still perform at a very high level, still dominate on the pitch? If you can do that, then you should do that. But it all depends on how your body responds and you assessing your body, making these decisions for yourself. So, with those ideas in mind, let's talk about how you would make a decision. So, you wake up in the morning, you assess yourself. Let's say, for example, you're feeling pretty stiff and sore. What I would challenge you to do with this one, if it isn't this, if it's not a serious injury or it's like something where you really need to take a break or you need to extremely modify your training, I would challenge you to get moving. If you're sore and stiff, sometimes the best thing for you, most times, is movement, is getting into that morning routine, easing into it, and then you'll notice, oh, I did a couple rotations, I did a little bit of light jogging, and now I actually feel pretty good. Okay, I had sprained my ankle yesterday. I had a game last night. I sprained my ankle, and when I woke up this morning, it was pretty bad, but I did some stuff. I do like super... So you put a tensor bandage around the injured area, but I do it super tight. Do it really super tight. So you're basically cutting off circulation. And then I would do mobility ankle rotations, full range of motion, like working through the full range of motion while it's super tight. And then after like 5-10 minutes, you take it off, and then all this new blood rushes into that area, and sometimes it heals it. So when I woke up this morning, I was like, wow, if this continues like this, I'm not going to be able to play. But I found a way to work through that soreness, and that was probably a little more here. Most people would have been like, oh, I'll call the coach. I'm not playing tonight. But I was like, you know what? This is the last game before Christmas. I'm going to find a way to play. I thought after playing tonight, it was going to feel a lot worse, but it actually feels better. So I did that technique a few times throughout the day. I was trying to do things to make myself able to continue doing this. And I got through it, and surprisingly, I feel better than I did this morning. So that was pretty cool. But that can be like that. That can be small injuries like that, okay? So if you're sore, if you're tight, I would challenge you to get moving, work through it, and a lot of times you'll find, oh, the movement actually helped me. Now I don't feel as stiff and as sore. What about your energy level? So let's say you assess yourself and your energy is really low, okay? If your energy is really low, again, can you go into these things? Maybe you go into the morning routine and you don't do it with as high intensity, but you get going a bit. And after the first 5 minutes, something changes and you feel a little sharper. You feel yourself picking up. So, hey, okay, maybe I'll go into that gym session. Or you do these sessions and you just do them at a modified pace. If your energy is really low, let's say you started the morning routine and things just weren't happening today. You like felt exhausted. You did a little bit of running and usually you would feel like sharp. You would feel good after that 5 minute run. And today you felt absolutely exhausted. Something's up with your energy levels. Maybe it's your vitamins. Maybe it's the nutrients that you're giving yourself, but your energy levels are down and they're not adapting. They're not changing after a little bit of a warm up and maybe some water and a little bit of food, something like that. So if that's not changing, that's a good indication that, hey, maybe today I need to take a break. So I'm going to skip these and I'll just do the recovery session at night. And that's a decision that you come to based on your assessment. Mental focus, that's kind of similar to this. These would probably go together. And then injuries. So let's say you assess yourself and you had like a, so for example, I got a really bad Charlie horse like last week. I went and like tackled this guy, and somehow I like ended up on top of him, and then I fell down on the ground and I landed really hard on my quad, and I just had like a mat on the hard indoor turf, and I had like a massive Charlie horse, and I like couldn't even really walk like that. So I couldn't even if I wanted to. Like, I felt my energy was good. I wasn't really sore other than that one spot, but this was kind of an injury, a knock. And I couldn't really like bend my knee, so I couldn't run, but I could still go for that walk in the morning. I could still do my breath holds. I could still do the stretches. I could still juggle a ball a little bit. So I didn't do the sharp movement exercises, the quickness exercises. I went to the gym. I still did some weightlifting. I didn't do my legs. I did some upper body stuff. I rode on the bike a little bit to try to work it out. I sat in the sauna. So I still did my workout, but I modified it. So I'm assessing my injury. Okay, yes, I can't do everything that I normally could, but can I still do something? Can I still find a way to move forward? And then obviously I just went to the hot tub and I like worked it out. I put it on the jets. In a hot tub or jacuzzi, you have the hard jets coming out. I put it on there, did some stretches in there. And then the next day I was feeling better. After a few days, it was gone. But most people in that situation, they would be like, oh man, I can't do anything. Or they would just use that as an excuse to not do anything. So even if you have injuries or you have soreness or your energy is low, can you modify? And that's kind of what we're going into point two here. Can you modify your workouts and still keep going? So assess yourself. Did you not get enough sleep? Well, you got to be honest with yourself, because honestly, this is one of the most dangerous. These two are one of the most dangerous. If you're doing all this training, you're not getting adequate sleep, you're not getting proper nutrition and hydration, enough water, and then you go and just like push yourself through these workouts, that's when you're going to get injured. Or you push yourself through a game and a training session when you haven't done these things, that's when you're going to get injured. That's when you're going to get sick. So assess yourself. Say, man, I really didn't get enough sleep. I only had like 2 hours of quality sleep last night. You know what? I'm just going to go for the walk and do the breath holds, do some stretches, and I'm going to do the recovery session at night. That's all I can do today, because I don't want to risk injuring myself. Nutrition and hydration, these things affect you, but you have to be honest with yourself. If you weren't giving yourself enough water, you weren't giving yourself the nutrition that you need, it's very similar to this. You're risking injuring yourself, you're risking damaging yourself if you're really pushing yourself through these and you're not supplying yourself with what your body needs. Let's assess yourself, your training and playing demands. So what I mean by that is, we talked about that kind of, if you have that big game, how do you adjust, okay? Do you do the gym session? Well, if it's just another game, you probably can. Do the morning session. If you're low on energy and you still have to play that game at night, well, then maybe we skip this one. Maybe we modify this one, okay? So that's why I need you to make decisions for yourself. I can't tell you, hey, you have to do this every single day. That's not how a training program should work, because that's not going to get you the results that you want. You have to find a way to assess yourself based on these factors and then modify your training. That may mean removing sessions. It may mean modifying sessions. And it may mean pushing through a little bit of fatigue and still doing those sessions. I mean, if your energy is a little low because you were fasting, like I said, or you're reducing your calories, trying to cut your weight, you could still go through these. Maybe you're doing it with a little less intensity, but you're still doing it. Now, if you're feeling fresh, you're feeling good, you're being honest with yourself, you're ambitious, you're trying to get as good as you can, do all of the sessions. On an ideal day, you would do all those things. Maybe you have a big game tomorrow and you think this is going to affect you because you're not used to the demands of 4 sessions a day, even though they are short duration, there is a little bit of high intensity in there, then modify it. Maybe you skip out on the individual soccer session. However, if you have the choice, I would rather you do the soccer session than the gym session, because you're a soccer player first. So what's most important is you getting on the ball, getting match experience. That's most important. These other things come. However, I would never miss a day without the recovery routine, and I would try to never miss a day without the morning routine, at least getting outside, going for a walk, doing your stretches, doing your breath holds. That's easy enough that you could do that in any state realistically, unless you broke your leg or something like that. But you could still do breath holds in bed, modify somehow. You could do some weightlifting, upper body stuff from your bed. You could watch some soccer, you could analyze, and you could sit in the hot tub, something like that, okay, if the injury was that bad. So you're assessing yourself, you're modifying your training to still find a way to move forward, And then you here you have to ask yourself, can I make some lifestyle adjustments? Because if I'm not doing these things, so I said number three and I highlighted these three, these are lifestyle adjustments. You're in control of those. You can't always control an injury or your energy levels or how sore your body feels, but these things relate directly to these. You can control these. You can control how much sleep you get. You can't always control the quality. Sometimes things happen to affect the quality, but you can at least make an effort to get more sleep, to get better nutrition into your body, to get better hydration. Okay, so you need to be honest with yourself and you need to make lifestyle adjustments based on this. So if I wake up and I say, oh man, I'm really low on energy today. Well, you know what? Thinking back, I didn't actually get some good nutrition. I ate pretty poorly. The timing of my meals was off, or I didn't get enough carbohydrates. I didn't get enough fats in my system. Things like that. I didn't get enough water. Okay. For some reason, I didn't find enough time to drink water. My pee was yellow all day. Oh, that's why I'm sore and stiff, because I didn't get enough fluid and liquid into my body to lubricate all my joints. Okay, so there's things you can control. So think about these lifestyle adjustments that you can make, and this is going to help you make better decisions in the future, the next day. We can always learn from our mistakes and go forward. That's what this is about. So I hope that is easy to understand, because this is going to be a big part of the training program. Every day is not going to be the same. On the ideal day, you do all these things, you do them with high intensity, you challenge yourself as much as you can, and then you get good sleep and proper nutrition and hydration, and you're able to go again tomorrow. However, you may wake up and feel, you know what? I need a little break, or I need to modify. That's where you're assessing your body, you're making decisions, and you're learning from those decisions on a day-to-day basis, so you can keep learning how your body responds, how it reacts, what it needs in order to feel fresh, okay? So, and when you do have a successful day, say, oh, I woke up and I feel really good today. I did all this training yesterday, but I feel really good. What did I do? Well, I got 8 hours of sleep, and I drank 6 liters of water, and I had really good meals all throughout the day, and I did my stretches, I did my recovery session. This honestly is so important, this one. This is what's obviously nutrition, hydration, sleep are going to affect your soreness and your energy every day. But this recovery one, this is going to play a big part in you waking up the next day and saying, wow, I actually feel like pretty good. I should be way sorer than this. The nutrition one is huge. For me, like in my early 20s, I remember playing games and I would wake up the next day and like my feet would be aching, my lower back would be destroyed, my legs would be so sore. And now I'm in my 30s, my early 30s, and I feel better. And that is 100% related. Obviously, not 100%, because I do a lot of things to mitigate the damage and the soreness, but the nutrition is massive. Plant-based diet, very low inflammatory diet, mainly plants, no animal products. Again, I'm not trying to convert you, but I'm just telling you my life story and what's happened to me. I feel better at 31 than I do at 21. How is that possible? That's not supposed to work like that. Okay, but that is what has happened. So, body awareness, think about these things, use it on a daily basis, learn from it, modify as you go, try to do as much training as you can while being smart and listening to your body.